As Lewis and Clark headed north and west in 1803 to explore the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase, another explorer headed to the southwestern reaches of that territory. One of the landmarks he found still bears his name. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Today we know this area as Colorado Springs.
The Ute had a huge influence in this area, as did the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Comanche, the Apache, all kind of claimed this territory as part of theirs.
Matt Mayberry shares the story from the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum.
We have a close relationship and an ongoing relationship to American Indian peoples. You'll find that reflected in a lot of our place names here. Cheyenne Mountain, which is just to our south. Even Pikes Peak has an American Indian name.
Pikes Peak was called Long Mountain by the Arapaho. There were early explorers in this area, but something else brought the masses here.
In terms of settlement, people were brought out here by gold. And so the 1859 gold rush is what initially brings permanent settlement to the Pikes Peak area.
Before the discovery of gold, though, early Americans came here to see exactly what they'd purchased in their land deal of 1803.
Just as Lewis and Clark were heading up to the northwest, Zebulon Pike was heading to explore the southwest region of Louisiana Territory. And we are at the very edge of Louisiana at that time, in the time of Jefferson.
Zebulon Pike saw what we today know as Pike's Peak. However, he never climbed the mountain, and in fact, early cartographers perhaps thought another man's name should be attached to the mountain. Today, that mountain is one of the main draws for visitors who want to climb to its summit, either on foot, by rail, or by car. The history of Pike's Peak is intriguing, and that's where we'll be next time as we travel the countryside in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.